USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The White House is urging Congress to pass funding legislation and avoid a government shutdown. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre calling on House Republicans to honor the bipartisan agreement negotiated by Speaker McCarthy and President Biden.
House Republicans failed multiple times this week to do their basic duty, keep the government running. Instead, they were pushed to the extremes with increasingly severe cuts to programs Americans rely on.
She criticizes a group of conservative Republicans for pushing extreme bills unlikely to pass the Democratic-controlled Senate. Congress must pass a funding bill by the end of the month to avert a shutdown. Ukraine launched a missile strike on Russia's Black Sea Fleet headquarters in Crimea. Serviceman is missing and the main building is damaged. Initially, Russia reported one casualty, but later clarified that the individual was just missing. Crimea, annexed by Russia in 2014, has been a regular target since Putin's invasion of Ukraine 19 months ago. Democratic Senator Bob Menendez and his wife have been charged with federal bribery. Prosecutors claim he received substantial bribes to influence and protect businessmen and the Egyptian government. U.S. Attorney Damian Williams says an FBI raid of their home turned up a lot of cash.
They discovered approximately $500,000 of cash stuffed into envelopes and closets. Some of the cash was stuffed in the senator's jacket pockets.
The bribes allegedly covered a mortgage, a luxury vehicle, and a no-show job. Menendez also accused of sharing sensitive U.S. government information with Egyptian officials. He's denied all the allegations. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley's revealed her economic blueprint. It features abolishing the federal gas and diesel tax, reducing taxes for the middle class, and reverting federal spending to pre-COVID levels. The former South Carolina governor also pledged to protect Social Security and Medicare should she be elected president. This is USA News.
Ew. Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Tropical storm warnings are in effect along the mid-Atlantic coast. The system, presently referred to as potential tropical cyclone 16, is forecast to make named tropical storm status later today. The storm center is anticipated to reach the North Carolina coast by tonight. A prominent Democratic senator is calling for the reinstatement of the dress code in the Senate building. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York had recently suspended it. While Schumer didn't provide a reason, it's widely speculated it was to accommodate Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman, who likes to wear basketball shorts and a hoodie in the Senate. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois says the Senate must take action to overturn this unilateral decision. Hope you don't mind commercials too much.
Amazon's Prime Video will begin showing ads now during the shows and movies that you love to watch starting next year, joining other streaming services that have added different tiers of subscriptions. Members of Amazon Prime can pay $2.99 a month in the U.S. to keep their service ad-free. Amazon said it's not making changes to the price of Prime membership next year, though, if that makes you feel any better. I'm Corey Myers.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has proclaimed tomorrow as Bruce Springsteen Day in tribute to the New Jersey-born rock icon. Murphy believes that if anyone merits a day in their honor, it's Bruce Springsteen. And it's also fitting that September 23rd is the rock legend's birthday. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Hey y'all, this is Ronte, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the pimento cheese. I was like, go cheese, go pimento. Go, honey. Go get it.
Hi, this is Chantrese, and a little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich is the mild spiciness of the pickled jalapenos. No, it's the crispy chicken. Actually, I can't decide. It's the entire sandwich.
Order the honey pepper pimento chicken sandwich on the Chick-fil-A app today. Available for a limited time. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.